locations. Vaughn's Printer serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Rocco basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS after the Hastings College women picked up the win in the opener 85-48 for their 14th straight win. The Hastings College men will try their luck on the floor here tonight against Dana. Here the starting lines, first of all, for the Vikings there, coached by Chris Fear. They will be dressed in their red jerseys here tonight with their red bottoms trimmed and lettered in the white. A.J. Arkfeld will be one of the starters. Arkfeld is 5'9", a senior out of Harlan, Iowa. Arkfeld is averaging 9 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. He is also among the conference's leaders in assists and in steals. He is averaging 3.7 assists per ball game and 1.8 steals per game. Blake Maskey is a 6'3" senior from Arapahoe, Nebraska. Maskey is averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Jake Brandle is a 6'2" senior from North Platte. Randall is averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds per game. Danny Peterson is a 6'3" senior from Walnut, Iowa. Peterson is averaging 10 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. And Chris Walker, a 6'5" senior from Armstrong, Iowa. Walker is averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. So Dana will go with A.J. Arkfeld, Blake Maskey, Jake Randall, Danny Peterson, and Chris Walker in the starting lineup here tonight against Hastings College. The Vikings 6-11 on the season. They are 2-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College, a record of 14 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Right now, Hastings is in a 3-way tie for 4th place in the conference with Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern as action gets underway here tonight. The Broncos will go with Jeremiah Slough, a 6'1" senior out of Donovan, Nebraska. Slough is averaging 13 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher is a 6'7" senior, actually a 6'7" junior, that should be, out of Omaha. Fletcher is averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds per game. Wade Bontz, a 6'1" senior out of Cambridge. Bontz right now averaging 18 points and 3 rebounds per game. Bontz had 20 the other day to lead the Broncos in the ball game against Mount Marty. Kyler Dawson, a 6'3" senior from Silverthorne, Colorado. Dawson is averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Jake Marvin, the 6'8" freshman out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. And we're set to go. Bronco men's basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Dana here tonight. Jake Marvin will jump things off for Hastings. Chris Walker will jump into the center circle now for Dana College, and we are set to go. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and the ball game is underway. The Broncos will control the opening tip. Slough goes down in the corner to a Wade Bontz. Bontz, cross-court pass to Fletcher, 4-3 from the corner. That one rims off, no good. Bontz grabs the rebound down in the left corner. Bontz brings it out to Slough, angling in from the left side. To Kyler Dossett, now to Bontz for three. A shot good. Wade Bontz gets the Broncos off and rolling. A shot from the near sideline. 3-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. A.J. Arkfeld has got the ball now for Dana. Here's a driving layup by Maskey that's going to be no good. Rebound to Fletcher. Fletcher has got it for Hastings down the right sideline to Vaughns. Vaughns takes it down on the baseline. Jump pass comes out to Slough. Jeremiah dribbles around the screen, hops inside, gives away to Vaughns. Vaughns to Fletcher. Shot for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to the corner on the right side. It's going to be Dana ball. 19-11 to play here in the first half. Hastings on the three-pointer by Wade Bontz has got the lead here over Dana. A.J. Arkfeld will bring the ball up now for Dana. Arkfeld will give it away. That's a Danny Peterson with the ball driving down the right side of the lane. Stops. Comes out now to a Jake Brandle. He He tries to drive it. He's cut off. Gives it to a Blake Maskey. Maskey top of the key now to Danny Peterson. Drives it against Dossett. Dumps it off down low. Here's a shot up and in. Chris Walker. Dribble penetration by Peterson. Chris Walker gets the field goal. 3-2 the score. Hastings leading by a point. Here's Dossett. His shot high off of the glass is going to be no good. Rebound to Peterson. Danny runs her back the other way. Now for Dennis. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Goes down to Arkfeld. Arkfeld picked up by Slough. Here's a shot for three. Good. A.J. Arkfeld nails a three ball for Dana. And the Vikings go on top by a score of 5-3 here in the basketball game. Just underway. They have played about 90 seconds here in this one. Dana 5, Hastings 3. Jeremiah Slough on the dribble. Comes on the near sideline to Vance. Vance now to Fletcher. On the right sideline. Brings it back to Wade at the top of the key. To Jeremiah Slough down on the baseline. Slough tries to drive it, loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Arkfeld. The turnover on Hastings. Arkfeld goes to Brandle for three. That shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound to Vance. Down to Slough. Slough to Fletcher. Sizes up the three. Takes the tray. A shot around the rim and falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Dana. Down the far sideline is Jake Brandle. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Brandle gets away from Slough. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Down in the corner. Danny Peterson. Back outside to Maskey. Maskey picked up by Slough of Hastings. Back out between the rings now to A.J. Arkfeld. Arkfeld dribbling with the ball down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Peterson for three. Shot good. Danny Peterson bombs away from the left sideline. And Dana goes out on top by a score of 8-3 here in this one. Hastings back on the offensive end. Here's Vance for three. His shot good. Wade Vance with a couple of trays to keep the Broncos in it early. 8-6 now. Dana with a two-point lead. We're going to see our share of three-pointers in the ball game here tonight. Dana's got one. Hastings already with two. We have played 3 minutes. 8-6. The Broncos down by two. Here's a Brandon with the ball. Hops to the hole there. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Maskey out here in three-point territory. And now his pocket's picked here by Slough. Slough on the running layup. His shot good. A turnover on Dana. Jeremiah gets the steal out there. And Slough gets the easy field goal on the other end. Hastings has now tied things up. Broncos have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. Here's a Maskey with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Vance. Maskey takes it down on the baseline. Double team. Gets it to Peterson. Cross court pass comes near side to Brandle. Hops into the lane. Kicks it back out to Arkfeld. And he tries to drive it, but the ball is poked out from behind by Fletcher of Hastings. Taylor Olcherbruns comes into the ball game now. And big Alex McCleary. McCleary, he's a big boy. 6'7", a sophomore from Battle Creek, Iowa. 16 and a half minutes to play here in this one. We're in the first half. Hastings 8, Dana 8. And now Slough is having problems with his sneaker. He'll get that thing laced back up, and now we're set to go. Dana will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Arkfeld will key things in for Dana. Ball high above his head. He's going to come way out on top here to Peterson. Peterson now to Olcherbruns. He dumps it down low to McCleary, and his shot is up and in. Alex McCleary, who just checked in there, scores for Dana. 10-8 the score now. A two-point lead for Dana. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Fletcher. Goes over to Kyler Dossett. Jump pass over here to Slough. Down in the corner to Vance for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Danny Peterson. He falls down. It's picked up by Kyler Dossett for Hastings, and his shot is good. Peterson fell down with the ball. A lot of traffic there in the lane. He falls down. It's picked up by Kyler Dossett, and Kyler scores for Hastings. And now we're tied up at 10 points apiece. Early in the ball game, 15 and a half minutes to play. Driving to the basket is going to be Peterson, and he's going to be fouled into play. So Danny Peterson is fouled into play here by Hastings. It'll go on Dossett. That's going to be his first. Down to the scorer's table, wanting to check in now for Hastings. We're going to see a couple of players down there, but first we're going to have some free throws. Going to the line will be Danny Peterson, a 68% foul shooter on the season. Dana does a great job from the line. They are number two in the conference in free throw shooting. Peterson hits his first one here. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Jason States into the ball game, and also Nate Olson. So Dana, number two in the conference in free throw shooting. Hastings is number one. So the two best free throw shooting teams in the G-PAC on display here tonight. Danny Peterson hits his second one. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Dana has got a two-point lead over Hastings. It is 12-10. Broncos with the ball. Here's Jeremiah Slough. At the elbow, bounce pass goes down low to States, has problems with the dribble, gets it now into the hands of Nate Olson. Olson at the top of the key, now to Fletcher. Fletcher, entry pass to States, down in the corner. Kyler Dossett circles around, takes it into the lane, kicks it out to Slough, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's good. Slough hits the three ball from the right side, he's got 5 points. Hastings goes back out on top. Broncos 13, Dana 12. Seesaw battle here early in the ball game. Dana has got the ball. A.J. Arkfeld hands it away now to Ultrabrenz. He'll take the three-pointer over Fletcher. His shot is no good. Rebound Peterson. He loses control of it, picks it up on the baseline. His pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Slough. He gets it ahead, now to Fletcher. Takes it down on the baseline, goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Fletcher with 2 points, 15-12. Hastings now leading by 3 points. We're early in the ball game. Here's a P.J. Mallett into the ball game now, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Better go on Nate Olson. So P.J. Mallett now into the ball game here for Dana. Checking back in for the Vikings is going to be a Maskey. Coming out is going to be Peterson. Down to the scorer's table for Hastings will be Wade Bonds. Coming out will be Fletcher. 14-48 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dana tonight by a score of 15-12. P.J. Mallett with the ball for Dana. Works on top against Olson. Gets away. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to States. Jason States gets it away down to Slough. Hustles into the forward court. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Blake Wright gets the field goal. Jeremiah Slough gets the assist. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 17-12. And now Dana throws the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Third turnover on Dana. Now head coach Chris Beer wants to call a timeout. So Dana got off to a good start here, but the Broncos have come right back. And now Hastings has got a five-point lead. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 17, Dana 12.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College has got the ball back following the turnover from Dana. The Vikings have turned the ball over three times so far here in this ball game. The Broncos have a five-point lead now. 17-12 is the score. Here's Nate Olson trying to get away for Hastings on the left side of the lane. Takes it down on the baseline, a pass over to Blake Wright. Now back down low and inside. It's over the head of Olson out of bounds. So Wright throws the ball out of bounds. The second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 17-12, the Broncos have the lead. So we approach the 14-minute mark here in the first half. Hastings College women picked up a win tonight, 85-48 over Dana in the first ball game. Ultrabrunz near sideline to Mallett for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound chased down here by Maskey. Maskey keeps it alive here for Dana. Gives it into the hands of A.J. Arkfeld. Down to the near side again. That's Mallett with the ball. Over to Ultrabrunz. Gets away. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try is good. Alex McCleary gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Dana back to within three, 17-14. Slough has got it for the Broncos. Back in the offensive zone. Slough comes to Nate Olson. Nate directing some traffic out there. Man-to-man defense here for the Dana College Vikings. Olson on the wing on the right side. Comes back to the near sideline. Slough has got it. Open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Slough now with 8 points in the basketball game for Hastings. And the Broncos have a six-point lead. It is 20-14. Here's a basket again. Driving the ball to the basket. His shot is no good. Rebound Olson. He runs her back the other way for Hastings. Olson now to Wade Bonds. Jump pass out on top, a little indecision there. Ball's going to be picked off. Maskey has got it, and now the ball tipped out of bounds. Looked like Bonds wanted to go up for the shot and changed his mind at the last second. Instead of going up for the shot, he tried to get it into the hands of Nate Olson, and the pass was picked off. And the ball knocked out of bounds here on the far sideline. Dana will play things in. 12:58 to play here in the first half. Hastings 20, Dana 14. Men's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. P.J. Mallett with the ball. Mallett to Maskey at the top of the circle. Picked up there by Vons. Goes over on the wing on the left side to P.J. Mallett. Spins at the elbow. Can't put up a shot over Fletcher. Now to Maskey again. Trying to drive it down the lane. Can't do it. Goes into the near sideline to Ultrabrunz. Still 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ultrabrunz down low. Nice pass again to McCleary, and he lays it in. Ultrabrunz got it close to the basket. He just dumps it off on the left baseline to McCleary, who was wide open, and he throws it down through the hole. So the big guy has now got 6 points in the ball game. Dana is back to within four, 20-16. Here's Olson with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Brent McNerland, who's into the ball game for the first time. McNerland to Fletcher on the far side. He has it tipped away. Picked back up by Fletcher. Fletcher now to Olson, 13 on the shot clock. Olson drives the ball into the paint. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Batsky. Batsky has got it now for the Dana College Vikings. Long-range jumper put up there, no good, by P.J. Mallett. Rebound McCleary, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin gets the rebound for the Broncos. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here's Brett McNerland with the ball to Nate Olson. Now to Wade Bonds for three. Shot is up there. Air ball. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes down of bounds. It's going to be down a ball. Slough is in. Here comes Olson back out of the ball game. 20-16. Hastings with a four-point lead. This has been an up-and-down battle so far. Now Dana will slow things up a little bit. They'll play Hastings in the half court here. P.J. Mallett dribbles to the near sideline. Bounce pass mishandled by McCleary. The ball is loose. It's picked back up. Here's Chris Walker. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline now as Dana works against this man-to-man for Hastings. Matsky gives it away now to Jake Brandle, who's back into the ball game. Goes for the basket. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Outlet pass goes to McNerland. Now to the near side to Wade Bonds. Drives it to the low block. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Marvin. Follow shot. No good. Ball tapped around. Finally taken down here by Ultrabruns. He looks ahead now for Dana. 2-on-3 break to the near sideline. P.J. Mallett. Ultrabruns at the top of the key. Drives it against Fletcher. And now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Fletcher on the drive. First personal foul on Derek Fletcher. That's team foul number 3 on Hastings. We're down to 10:52 to play here in the first half. Hastings still holding on to a 20-16 lead over Dana tonight. Vikings will play things in. That's A.J. Arkfeld getting it into Blake Matsky. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Ultrabruns. Top of the key. Drives it against McNerland. Now to Matsky. Circles around to the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound McNerland. Outlet pass comes to Jeremiah Slough. Slough hustles back into the forecourt for Hastings. Stops. Hesitates at the top of the key. Gives it away now to Fletcher. Fletcher looking. Lob pass to McNerland. Back to the basket. McNerland double team. Now to Fletcher. To Wade Vance. Still out here in three-point territory. Vance behind a screen from Marvin. Takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass down low is intercepted. Intercepted by Arkfeld as they try to get it down there to Fletcher. Arkfeld has got it now for Dana. Back in the offensive zone. Lobs it inside to Walker. Walker goes to the basket against Marvin and scores. Chris Walker has got 4 points in the ball game, and Dana is back to within two. Hastings 20, Dana 18. Here's Brent McNerland with the ball for Hastings, 25 feet away from the basket. McNerland starts off left, now goes right on the dribble to Jake Marvin. Lobs it inside to Slough. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. Slough misses that from point-blank range, and finally a personal foul is called on Jake Brandle for Dana. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 1 on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line, Jeremiah Slough off to a great start. 8 points in the contest so far. Wade Bonds has got 6. Hastings leading by 2. And a shot from the free throw line is no good for Slough. He is the 8th best foul shooter in the conference this week. He's knocking down 80% of his free throws. Hastings is a team number 1 in the conference. They are hitting 71% of their free throw tosses this season. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Slough hits 1 out of 2. From the free throw line. And the Hastings lead is now 3, 21-18. From the corner, Peterson for 3. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bonds. He had it tipped out of his hands. It's picked up here. Shot from the free throw line. Good. Brandle. Jake Brandle scores. And now Dana is back within 1, 21-20. Here's Jeremiah Slough on the dribble for Hastings. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out. Marvin for 3. Shot is going to be short. Rebound is loose here on the near side. It's going to be picked up by A.J. Arkfeld. A.J. runs her back here for Dana College. Takes it right down the lane. Throws it down in the corner. That's Brandle with the ball. Brandle now to Peterson. Drives. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Marvin of Hastings. Gets it away now to Jeremiah Slough. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Boots it to the left side of the floor. Lobs it inside. Bonds grabs it. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Ultrabruns. Here's a pass intercepted by Slough. Slough for 3. Shot is up there. Good. Jeremiah Slough hits a 3 after he gets the interception. The 4th turnover on Dana in the ball game, and Hastings is out to a 4-point lead. Broncos 24, Dana 20. 8:40 to play here in the first half. A.J. Arkfeld down to Peterson. Drives it. Gives it to Arkfeld. Arkfeld top of the key. Ultrabruns drives it against Bonds. His shot from 10. No good. Wade grabs the rebound. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Slough. And a blocking foul here is going to be called on Peterson. Right at the 10-second line, as Slough trying to move around him. Danny Peterson is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Lance talked about how potent this Dana team can be when they get things rolling. This is a driving type of club. They like to take a lot of cuts to the basket. They kick it out. They'll throw up a lot of three-pointers, and we have seen exactly that so far here in this basketball game. But so far, Hastings has been able to stay right with the Vikings. It's 24-20. Broncos have a four-point lead. Under 8.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Fletcher to Vance. Diagonal pass goes down in the corner. Wide open. Slough. Shot good. Nobody out there on Jeremiah Slough, and Jeremiah is making him pay for it. He's got 15 points here in the first half. 27-20. Hastings has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game now. At the 8-minute mark of this first half, here's Danny Peterson at the top of the key. Kyler Dossett will draw him defensively. Here's a Mathke with the ball now at the free throw line. Gets it away to Peterson. Runs to the basket. His shot is up in the air and just kind of throws it up there. That goes down through the hole. He's got 7 points. Back the other way is Dossett as he outreaches the defense and scores. Kyler Dossett with 4. Hastings comes right back to get that basket back. 29-22. Here's Danny Peterson. Double teamed out here in 3-point territory. Gets it away to Blake Maskey. Takes it into the lane. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing it is McCleary. His left-handed hook shot is up there and in. Alex McCleary has got 8 points in the ballgame. 29-24. Hastings leading by 5 points. Here's Vance again at the free throw line. Down to Fletcher. Out to Wade in 3-point territory to Fletcher. On the left sideline. Fletcher puts it on the floor. Looking. Goes to Kyler Dossett. Now to Jeremiah for 3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound Fletcher. Derek has got it now to Slough. Behind the back pass comes to the near side to Vance for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Maskey. Maskey gives it away now to Danny Peterson. Lobs it into the lane to McCleary. Tipped away. McCleary grabs it for Dana. Back outside to Peterson for 3. Shot good. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. We've got a break with a score. Hastings 29, Dana 27.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Hastings College women's basketball team victorious in the opener tonight, 85-48 over Dana. Lindsay Ducey led the way, 25 points in the ball game tonight. Heather McEwen hit 6 3-pointers and finished with 18. So 2 players in double figures for Jeff Dittman's squad tonight as Hastings picked up a win in the opener. This has been an up-and-down basketball game here between the Hastings College men and Dana. 29-27 to score. Lance calling the timeout. We'll see what he's got set up here. Slough has got it in 3-point territory. Now to Vance on the left side. Wade gets away on the dribble. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. That's Slough with the ball. Entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by P.J. Mallett. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. Arkfeld back the other way for Dana. Into the lane. Comes to the near side to Maskey. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's up there. It's good. Blake Maskey scores for Dana. That's his first field goal, and the Vikings have come back to tie things up at 29 after Hastings had a 7-point lead, 27-20. Fletcher down in the corner. They get it to a Jason States, who's into the ball game. To Fletcher, to Vance, now to Fletcher for 3. Shot good. Derek Fletcher scores for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos go back out on top. 32-29. Here's P.J. Mallett, drives it against Slough, stops right side of the lane, comes out to a Matt Poppin. Now back outside the ring, a shot by P.J. Mallett is good. P.J. Mallett hitting the jumper, ties things back up at 32 points apiece. Down to 5:45 to play here in the first half. Here's Slough with the ball to Kyler Dossett. Splits a couple of defenders. Down in the corner to Vance, his shot for 3 is good. He gets the roll. That one conks off the iron and straight up in the air and right down through the hole from the deep left corner. Vance with 9 points in the ball game on 3 3-pointers, 35-32. Here's a Blake Maskey with the ball. Back out to P.J. Mallett. Shot for 3. That one is good. Wow. P.J. Mallett hits the 3. He's got 6 points. And now we're tied up at 35 points apiece. A three-point shooting display here tonight. Here's Vaughn, splits a couple of defenders again. The Collar does it, hops down the lane, dumps it out to Jason States. The shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Dana. McClary takes that one away from States on the rebound. We're tied at 35. Dana can pull ahead here with a two-point field goal. Here's Matsky with the ball. Hesitates, drives it, shoots it over Vaughn. Good. Matsky now with 4 points in the ball game, and Dana has got the lead. Dana 37, Hastings 35. We're down to 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Slough cross-court pass to Vance. Fakes the three, backs up, and now fires it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound States. He lost it, and it's picked up here by P.J. Mallett. Mallett has got it for Dana. A.J. Arkfeld into the offensive zone. Arkfeld will stop out here as Fletcher will meet him defensively. Now to Blake Matsky. Matsky starts off left, now right, drives it into the lane, throws it down in the corner. A.J. Arkfeld fakes it, drives it now against Vance. Jump pass back out on top to Matsky. To the left side, a shot is put up there. It's no good by Poppin. Rebound comes down to McClary. Foul shot, no good. Rebound Vance. Now to Slough. Jeremiah down the near sideline. Slough spins, goes up, has the ball knocked loose by Jason States, his own man. Throws it back out near the 10-second line to Dossett. Down to Fletcher to States. The shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down here by McClary. Alex McClary has got it for Dana. 3:45 to play. The Broncos down by two. 37-35. P.J. Mallett with the ball. Long three-pointer put up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound Dossett. Tyler Dossett has got it down the right sideline now. Dribbles behind his back. Pulls up at the arc. Goes over to Wade Vance. Fakes the three. Drives inside. Little seven-footer is good. Vance throws up an off-balance seven-footer from the right side of the lane. He's got 11. And now we're tied up at 37 points apiece. Men's college basketball action here tonight. P.J. Mallett with the ball for Dana. Gets it away to Maskey, and he's called for the traveling violation. Maskey is trying to move it to the right side of the lane, and now here comes six new players into the ballgame. With the pace we're playing tonight, we're going to see plenty of substitutes. And now Lance wants to call another timeout. Lance Creech calls the timeout, 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first half. It's Hastings 37, Dana 37.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A couple earlier scores in men's college basketball tonight. Mount Barney has jumped out on top of Briar Cliff 20-14. Concordia leading Nebraska Wesleyan 13-10. In women's play from earlier tonight, Hastings winning over Dana 85-48. It was Northwestern beating Sioux Falls 73-61. Dort over Dakota Wesleyan 54-51. Concordia stopped Nebraska Wesleyan tonight 69-33. It was Briar Cliff over Mount Marty by the score of 93-78. 93-78, Briar Cliff over Mount Marty. Those are the women's scores. We're tied up here at 37 points apiece. Hastings and Dana here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Broncos have the ball. Slough has got it on the wing on the left side. Slough looking. Now picks up the dribble. Comes over here to Dane Bacon, who's into the ball game for the first time. Jump pass back over here to Slough on the near sideline. Cranks up the three. His shot's going to be off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound Taylor Ulcherbruns is back into the ball game for Dana. Ulcherbruns gets it ahead to Peterson. Peterson to Ulcherbruns. Back to Peterson. Open for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Slough. Slough has got it for Hastings College. Runs it back the other way. There's Blake Wright with the ball down in the corner to Dane Bacon. Bacon puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to Wright. Nice pass to Slough. Now to a Jake Marvin. His shot no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be brought down here by Dana, and a foul is called. A foul is going to go on Slough. That's going to be his first. So Jeremiah picks up the personal foul here for Hastings College. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. Still no free throws here. Dana will play things in backcourt. Chris Walker will inbound the ball for Dana to A.J. Arkfeld. We're tied up at 37 points apiece. Neither team able to break away so far here in the ballgame. Hastings did have a seven-point lead at the eight-minute mark, but Dana came right back to tie it up. There's Arkfeld down low and inside again to Ulcherbruns. down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's good. Jake Brandel hits a three. Brandel now with 5 points in the ball game. Adana has got a three-point lead, 40-37. Here's Dane Bacon for three. His shot rims off, no good. Ball being tapped around in the lane, picked up by Bontz. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Chris Walker. Walker has got it for Dana. Puts his shoulder into Bontz. No foul called. And now it's Taylor Ulterbrunz at the other end. Back outside. Here's a three-pointer. No good. Foul shot good. Ulterbrunz scores after the missed three-pointer by Danny Peterson. And now the Vikings have their biggest lead of the ball game, 42-37. They've scored 5 points since that last timeout. Right out to Wade Bontz for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Bontz now with 14. Slough has got 15 points. They've got 29 out of the 40 that Hastings has put on the board here in the first half. Here's Dana back with the ball. Danny Peterson circles around in the lane. They get it down low to Chris Walker. Walker puts up a left-handed shot. It's going to be no good. Jake Marvin grabs the rebound. Marvin has got it for Hastings down to Jeremiah Slough. Dribbles behind his back. Now he throws it behind his back to Dane Bacon. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wright. His shot's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Danny Peterson. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Blake Wright. Wright, a 72% foul shooter in the season. He is 8 out of 11. Scored 5 points the other day in the ball game against Mount Marty that the Broncos won here at home, 88-53. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. 42-41. Dana has got a one-point lead. The Vikings 6-11 on the season. Hastings is a 14-4, but Dana is coming off of a win over then number six-ranked Sioux Falls from over the weekend. A shot by Wright is going to be no good, so the score remains at 42-41. We're down to a minute to play here in this first half. Taylor Ulterbrunz has got the ball for Dana. Drives it now, throws it into the corner. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Slough. Trying to get it to A.J. Arkfeld. Wright checks out of the ball game now for Hastings. Fletcher comes back in. 50 seconds to play here in the first half. 42-41, Dana has got the lead. A.J. Arkfeld has got the ball. Goes over to Taylor Ulterbrunz. He drives it against Bontz. Throws it to the near sideline. It passes high, but it's brought down here by Arkfeld. 14 on the shot clock. Out to Danny Peterson. Peterson moves it over to Jake Brandel. He drives it against Bacon. Back out now to Danny Peterson from the wing. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent McNerland gets the rebound. 25 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 42-41. Dana has got a one-point lead, and the Broncos will go for the final shot here of the first half. Slough will do the quarterbacking out here. Sets the field. He goes to Wade Bontz down in the corner now to McNerland. Now to Bontz, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. There's Fletcher deep in the left corner. Shot for three is going to be no good. An air ball. Ulterbrunz with a rebound. Long pass down to four. Intercepted by Bacon. He throws it up there, and the shot is no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. A wild one here tonight in men's college basketball. Hastings will trail Dana at halftime. It's the Vikings 42, Hastings 41. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime, Hastings College trailing the Dana College Vikings here at the break. The score is 42-41 in favor of Dana. Hastings had a 7-point lead in the first half at the 8-minute and 5-second mark. Dana's biggest lead was at 5 points at 42-37. Other than that, a seesaw battle throughout much of this first half of play. The Broncos are trailing by 1 point here at 42-41. Checking some of the other men's scores going on here tonight. They have gone to halftime between Concordia and Nebraska Wesleyan. Concordia has got the lead over Wesleyan. It is 36-32 at the break. They got about 9 minutes to play in the first half. Mount Marty is still leading Briar Cliff by the score of 23-20. About 9 minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern is out on top of Sioux Falls, 38-34. Other games going on tonight in men's play. Dort and Dakota Wesleyan is playing. Last night, the Midland Lutheran guys beat Doan by the score of 64-56. So Midland winning last night 64-56. Women's scores from earlier tonight. It was Briar Cliff beating Mount Marty by the score of 93-78. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan 69-33. Dort beat Dakota Wesleyan 54-51. And Northwestern over Sioux Falls by the score of 73-61. The ball game we had here at Hastings knocking off Dana tonight by a score of 85-48. And Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman will join us here at halftime. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. I'll tell you what, you got exactly what you wanted. You got your starters a little bit of rest tonight, got to play a lot of folks, and you took care of business, and that's the most important thing, I guess.
Well, and I think we had a lot of smiles on our face. You know, shots were dropping right and left for everybody, so it was one of those nights when everybody walked out of the gym pretty happy.
You got out to a big lead early in the ball game and just kind of coasted from there as you had a big lead at halftime at 47-19. Just talk about to the first half, I guess.
Well, you know, again, you're shooting 52% from the field. I think we were shooting 47% from the three-point line as well, so our inside-outside was working very well. Thought we did a better job in transition, and that was one of the things we came into the game talking about. We wanted to work on, see if we could get back to running the ball a little bit better. And then defensively, again, 19 points, 24% shooting. I thought we contested things well. I think they had 8 of those points in about the first 3-4 minutes. We made a little adjustment, and after that, I thought we really did a nice job against them.
Heather McEwen found her a shooting touch here tonight, hitting 6 three-pointers in the ball game. And anytime her shots are going down, it makes it look a whole lot easier out there, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that just opens the middle up, so we had a lot of driving. We got to the front of the rim tonight. There wasn't 4 or 5 people packing it in. So anytime the 3 is falling, then you get a lot of other shots that you want as well.
Lindsay Ducey with 25 points in the ball game. She knocks down the 3 three-pointers as well. She has really done a great job stepping away from the basket. We kind of moved her to the number 4 position as we've been talking all year long. She's done a great job hitting the outside shot here this year.
We started with her a little bit last year, and the College of the Ozarks, George Wilson, kept saying that she hit half of her threes in the 2 games against them, but it was the beginning of that transition. It was beginning of getting used to the double post set, and I think she's really starting to feel pretty comfortable now with it.
Good. Hastings got out to a 47-19 halftime and lead, and then the second half kind of coasted along. The starters sat out most of the second half. Got to see some different people in the ball game tonight.
You know, we did, and right now it's really tough substituting because I think we have 8 people that are playing extremely well. So, you know, you're trying to get Becky and Bia and Elise a little more minutes and trying to get them working into it. But the starters are playing so well, it's hard to take them out. And then I'd like to get the freshmen a little more time, but, you know, it's a nice problem to have at the moment.
With maybe your eye toward next season, where we lose a lot of these people, will you try to work some of those younger kids into the ball game as this season progresses when the opportunity arises?
You know, again, we'd like to, but we've got business to take care of this year. We've got a 20-game JV schedule, so this freshmen are getting a lot of minutes there. Tomorrow they'll go over to Concordia for a JV ball game. They've got another one Sunday and another one Friday. So I'm not as concerned. If we didn't have a good JV schedule, then I'd be working harder getting them in. But at this point, I think everybody's getting a lot of minutes.
Hastings winning again tonight by the score of 85-48. Can you take a whole lot of good out of this ball game? I mean, when you get a blowout like this, you like to win. You like to see a lot of good things out there. But when you take a look at it tomorrow, maybe on film, is there's a lot of good things you can pull out of this thing?
The biggest thing is that we had great concentration coming into it. And in a ball game where you just finished Sunday with Mount Marty and you've got Dort on the road on Saturday, it would have been easy to get caught thinking about the next ball game, kind of mailing it in. And that's what I like about this group. I think our seniors do a tremendous job of coming to work every single day, whether it's a practice or whether it's a ball game. They have good focus. They get the job done. They're very businesslike. Sometimes I worry maybe that they should have a little more emotion, but they've really done a great job this year of not having any lapses like we saw at times last year, and we'd play poorly against some teams, and we were always up for the big games, but sometimes against teams that were 500, we just weren't as focused as we needed to be.
So Hastings, they got the defense, they got the offense that they needed tonight, and they rolled to the win 85-48. Over Dana, and now we go out on the road and we go to a place that, yeah, Dort may not have the best record in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but when we play in Sioux Center, it's kind of a strange place, and obviously we'll have to be ready for the ball game on Saturday afternoon.
Well, again, they're a team that doesn't lose a lot at home. They beat Morningside earlier this year at home. They gave us a great game last year at our place. They're very athletic. They have a guard that's one of the top assist people in the country, so we're going to have a great effort. Again, it comes down, if you're going to win on the road, you got to play great defense, you got to control the boards, and you got to execute on offense and take care of the ball. And tonight, again, we just had 10 turnovers. I like a lot of things of what we're doing right now, but we're going to get challenged, a very big challenge on Saturday.
Yeah, Hastings has now won 14 games in a row. You got to like the way this team is playing, especially the past couple of weeks.
Just the consistency of it is huge. And then on big game nights, we seem to be able to rise to another level. That defense against Mount Marty, we've talked about that first half. I don't know that we could play a lot better. The rotations were excellent. The on-the-ball defense was great. We gave up very few second shots to them. So if we can continue to perform at that level, I think the sky's the limit for us this year.
Okay, we'll see you on Saturday in Sioux Center.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's Jeff Dittman, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, they rolled tonight over Dana. Wasn't much of a contest. Hastings got out to a 47-19 halftime lead. They go on to win by the score of 85-48 tonight. Lindsay Ducey, 25 points in the ball game. She knocks down 3 3-pointers. Heather McEwen had 18 points on 6 3-pointers. Rachel Isherwood had 9 points. Alicia Stadler had 9 points and 9 rebounds tonight for Hastings College. Nobody in double figures for the Dana College Vikings in that first ball game. Hastings ended up shooting just over 50% from the field. They were 30 out of 59 in that women's ball game. 12 out of 25 from three-point range for 48%. 13 out of 17 from the free throw line for 76%. The Hastings defense held Dana to just 28% shooting tonight. They were only, 17 out of 59 from the field for 28%. 3 out of 9 on three-pointers for 33%, and they were 11 out of 20 from the free-throw line for 55%. Hastings getting out-rebounded by Dana tonight, 40-36, including 16-6 on the offensive end. The Broncos had 10 turnovers in the ballgame. They forced 15 on the other end. But again, Hastings continues to roll on the women's side of things. The Broncos are now 18-2 on the season. They are 8-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dana drops to 2-15. They're now 0-8 in conference play. Again, the score in the women's ball game tonight, Hastings 85 and Dana 48. We're at halftime of the men's game here tonight. Got a dandy brewing here as the Dana College Vikings have got a one-point lead over Hastings. It is 42-41. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half and some other numbers as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Bonds Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Bonds Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Bonds Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime, the Dana College Vikings with a lead over Hastings tonight, 42-41. Hastings in the first half ended up shooting 15 out of 38 for 39%. Hastings has already shot 22 three-pointers in this ballgame. 22 threes in the first half, and they are 9 out of 22 from the field for 40%. 2 out of 4 on free throws for 50%. Dana is 17 out of 37 from the field for 45%. The Vikings are 6 out of 16 from behind the arc for 37%. They've knocked down both of their free throws tonight. Rebounds, Dana has got the edge there, 25 to 19 over Hastings. The offensive rebounds are tied at 6 apiece. Dana has turned the ball over 8 times here in this first half of play. Hastings has got 5 turnovers. And the Broncos are trailing here at halftime by a score of 42 to 41. Scoring in the first half of play, Jeremiah Slough leading the way for Hastings. Slough has got 15 points in the basketball game. He is 4 out of 6 from 3-point range, 5 out of 8 from the field tonight, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's also pulled down 2 rebounds. Wade Bonds has got 14 points here in the first half. He is 5 out of 12 from the field and 4 out of 8 on 3-pointers with 5 rebounds. The other scores for Hastings, we see Derek Fletcher has got 5 points on a 3 and a 2. Kyler Dossett has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Blake Wright has got 3 points on a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Dana College Vikings being led tonight by Danny Peterson. He has got 10 points in the ballgame. Peterson has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers in the ballgame, and he's got 1 2-point field goal, and he's also 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So Peterson has got 10 points. Alex McClary has come off of the bench to score 8 points. He has also grabbed 6 rebounds here in the first half of play. P.J. Mallett has nailed a couple of trays. He's got 6 points. Jake Brandle has got 5 points on a 3 and a 2. 4 points in the first half by Blake Maskey on a couple of field goals. 3 points for A.J. Arkfeld on a 3-pointer. Taylor Olterbruns has got a field goal for 2 points here in the basketball game here tonight. So between the two teams, we've thrown up a total of 38 three-pointers in the ball game thus far. 38 threes between the two teams, or just at halftime, the two teams 15 out of 38 from three-point range here tonight. 42 to 41 is our score. Hastings College is trailing the Dana College Vikings by a point. The other games have gone to halftime, or at least most of them have. Sioux Falls and Northwestern are tied up at 40 points apiece at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan is leading Dort at halftime, 39-34. Concordia has got a 4-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 36-32. And at last check, about 9 minutes to play in the first half, it was Mount Marty out on top of Briar Cliff by the score of 23-20. We'll take a quick break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
By the way, the other score just went to halftime as well. Briar Cliff has got the lead over Mount Marty now at halftime, 28-26. We are set to go the second half. Hastings College is trailing here in the ballgame. Been a while since the Broncos have trailed at halftime. 42-41 is the score. Dana has got the lead over Hastings tonight, and the Vikings will have the opening possession of the second half. There's Danny Peterson with the ball at the top of the key. He drives it again against Kyler Dossett, gives it up now to Arkfeld. Arkfeld on the dribble, takes it to the right side. To Brandle, circles around into the lane. Brandle is stuck there, comes out to Danny Peterson. Peterson now to Brandle, puts it on the floor. 15 on the shot clock here as they work against this Bronco man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Chris Walker. Wheels, the shot is up there, it's good. Chris Walker scores there against Jake Marvin of Hastings. 44-41, Dana with a three-point lead. Here's Vance with the ball for Hastings. Jump pass over here to the near sideline to Fletcher. Now to Slough. Fakes the pass. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Has it stripped away, but Fletcher picks it up. Fletcher now to Vance. Vance goes down in the corner to Slough for three. Shot good. Jeremiah Slough on fire. He has got 18 points in the ball game, and Hastings has come back to tie things up now at 44 points apiece. 1 minute into the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Danny Peterson with the ball for Dana. Back outside to Brando for three. Shot no good. Rebound in the corner by Bunce. He throws it to the near side to Jeremiah Slough. Slough gets away from Arkfeld. Now Arkfeld knocks the ball loose, and A.J. grabs it here. Sixth turnover on Hastings. Arkfeld has got it for Dana. Gets it off to a Maskey. Maskey goes up for the shot and hits it. Blake Maskey now has 6 points in the ball game. Here's Hastings up back at the other end. Fletcher goes for the basket. His shot no good, and he's fouled in a play. Boy, both teams just running up and down the floor here tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the Dana College Vikings. It's going to go on Maskey. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Dana here in the second half of play. Fletcher to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 5 points so far tonight. 78% foul shooter for the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Fletcher had 16 points on Sunday when Hastings beat Mount Marty 88-53. It's now 46-45. Dana with the lead. Shot for Fletcher is around the rim twice and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson to A.J. Arkfeld down the right sideline. Gets it to Brandle. A shot from 10 is no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's taken down here by Slough of Hastings. Jeremiah gets it to Fletcher. Fletcher down to Slough to Wade Bontz on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Fletcher. There he grabs it here on the near side. Dribbles once. Comes out to Slough. Now to Wade Bontz. Bontz holds it deep wing. Left side to Jake Marvin. Now to Fletcher. To Slough. Fakes the three down the corner. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles up high. Here on this near sideline to Marvin. Now down inside to Kyler Dossett. His shot is up and in. Marvin grabs it in the lane. Got it down low to Kyler Dossett, who puts it down through the hole. And Hastings has got the lead. 47-46. Broncos leading by one. Peterson drives it against Dossett. Shot is no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by Walker. Walker tips it out for Dana, so Hastings will play things in. So Ulcherbruns comes back into the ball game. Taylor Ulcherbruns, number 14. Coming out for Chris Fear and the Vikings will be Blake Maskey. Hastings 47, Dana 46. Kyler Dossett with the ball at the elbow. Gets it out here to Fletcher. Down in the corner again to Slough. This three-pointer is going to be short. Dossett saves it right into the hands of Marvin, and he lays it in. Good hustle there by Kyler Dossett, keeping the ball inbounds. Jake Marvin grabs it, and the Broncos have a three-point lead, 49-46. Here's Peterson with the ball, lobs it inside. Walker grabs it, trying to put a move on. His shot over Marvin, good. Chris Walker scores. He's now got 8 points in the basketball game, a couple of field goals already here in the second half, 49-48. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here is a Wade Bontz with the ball. Now to Kyler Dossett to Fletcher. Fletcher to Slough, brings it back here to Bontz on the near side. Two-handed jump pass goes to the far side. That's Fletcher. Dribbles inside and hits it. Derek Fletcher from about 10 feet away hits a short jumper from the left side of the lane. He's got 7 points. 51-48. Hastings leading by three. A.J. Arkfeld has got the ball now for Dana. Gives it away to Taylor Ulcherbruns. Tries to drive it there against Slough. Bounce pass now to Arkfeld. Comes back outside to Jake Brandle. Brandle takes it inside the free throw circle. Hands it back here to Arkfeld. Trying to drive it against Fletcher. Can't do it. Stops now, right side of the lane, bounce pass down low. Chris Walker covered up there by Jake Marvin. Here's the pass deflected by Dossett. He loses the ball, picked up by Danny Peterson. Peterson goes to Arkfeld. This off of the baseline is no good. Marvin tips the ball out and it's picked up here by Slough of Hastings. Jeremiah has got it for the Broncos. Now to Wade Bontz, back to Jeremiah. Circles around, takes it into the paint, spins, loses control of the ball. It's picked up again by Slough. Slough now to Fletcher. His shot from 10, in and out, no good. Marvin's got the rebound. His momentum carries him out of bounds, and he was pushed out. Foul called. Chris Walker picks up the foul for Dana. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Dana here in the second half. P.J. Mallett comes back into the ball game. Peterson checks out. Also checking in, Alex McQuarrie for Dana. He has got 8 points in the ball game and four field goals. Hastings will play things in. No free throws here. Slough will get it to Nate Olson, who also checks in during that dead ball. Out to Wade Bontz, now to Dossett, to Bontz, to Nate Olson on the wing. Dribble penetration, jump pass down in the corner, goes to Jeremiah. Broncos have got a three-point lead, 51-48. There's Wade Bontz on the wing on the left side. Out to Nate Olson at the point. Nate brings it back to Bontz, open for three, takes the shot. It's going to be no good. Ball goes up over the glass out of play, and Dana will play things in. 15 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings 51 and Dana 48. D.J. Mallett takes the ball into the basket. His shot is up and in. Mallett finds his seam in the Bronco defense and scores. D.J. Mallett now with 8 points in the ball game. 51-50. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Wade Bonds with the ball underneath the basket. Goes over to Slough. Entry pass inside to Dossett, and the shot is up and in. Tyler Dossett now with 8 points in the basketball game. He's hit a couple of hoops here in the second half. Broncos again with a three-point lead. Hastings 53, Dana 50. Taylor Olcherbrunz with the ball now for Dana. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good. He was fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to go on Dossett. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half. And now we're going to have some free throws as Taylor Olcherbrunz was in the act of shooting here. Olcherbrunz, a really good foul shooter at 70%, 53 out of 75 from the free throw line, averaging 10 points per ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. Olcherbrunz now with three here in this contest. Jason State's in for Marvin. Brett McNerland checks in for Kyler Dossett. 14:57 to play in the ball game tonight. Hastings out on top of Dana by the score of 53-51. Next shot is up there. It is good. Hastings has not beaten Dana at home since the 2005-2006 season. Dana has won the last three here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Wade Bontz, tries to dump it to the right side of the lane as Jason States. The ball is deflected. Olsen had his hands on it. He lost it. Picked up by Brandel now for Dana. Hastings turns it over for the seventh time here tonight. Dana has got the ball. Arkfeld running one-hander is going to be no good. Bontz high into the air for the rebound. Out of the pass is going to be intercepted by Brandel. So Hastings again with a turnover. Here's Alex McClary with the ball now for Dana. Comes to the near sideline to P.J. Mallett. Mallett dribbling out top here against Nate Olson. Spins, takes it into the lane, and now we got a foul called. A foul is going to go on Dana. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Olson. That's going to be his second. 14 minutes and 19 seconds to play here. This one is 53-52. Hastings with a one-point lead. Dana will inbound the ball way outside to Taylor Olcherbrunz. Olcherbrunz works against McNerland, spins at the elbow, right side of the lane, dumps it down low. That's McClary. His shot is up and in. Alex McClary now with 10 points in the ball game, and Dana comes back to reclaim the lead. Dana 54, Hastings 53. Here's Slough down on the baseline, jump pass to a wide-open Wade Bonds for three. That one is going to be no good. Rebound McClary for Dana. 54-53, Dana has got a one-point lead. Just under 14 minutes to play here in the ball game. Olcherbrunz has it tipped away. Olcherbrunz grabs it again. Down to McClary. His shot is up and in. McClary now with 12 points in the ball game, and Dana has got a three-point lead, 56-53. Hastings led by seven in the first half. Dana led by as many as 5 points. They're pretty well played between those two numbers all night long. There's a cross-court pass deflected out of bounds by Olcherbrunz. Here comes Fletcher and Dossett back into the ball game now for Hastings. States will come out. Also coming out for the Broncos will be Wade Bontz. 56-53. Dana has got a three-point lead. Slough will inbound the ball. They get it to Nate Olson, now to Fletcher. To Dossett inside the free throw circle. Turns around, gives it back out to Fletcher for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound to McClary, and he is hit from behind, and a foul is called. It's going to go on McNerland of Hastings. The first foul on Brett McNerland. Team foul number three on the Broncos. 56-53. Dana has got the lead over the Broncos. And now Hastings will apply some pressure here in backcourt. P.J. Mallett has got the ball to Taylor Olcherbrunz. Back to Mallett. Steps it into the offensive zone. He's double-teamed. Here's the ball. It's going to be kicked as he tries to get rid of it. Fletcher kicks it out of bounds on the far sideline. So Dana will play things in. 13-11 remaining in the ballgame. 56-53. Dana. P.J. Mallett with the ball. With the Vikings around the screen from McClary. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Comes out here to a Taylor Olcherbrunz. Now inside to McClary. The ball tipped away. McClary tries to grab it. It's picked up here by Arkfeld in the corner. A.J. Arkfeld down to Olcherbrunz. His shot in the lane is good. Taylor Olcherbrunz scores right in front of the basket. He's got 6 points. Has now 58-53. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Dana. And it occurs with 12:45 to play here in the second half. Hastings needs a bucket here. Fletcher has got it in the deep left corner, and he loses control of the ball. The pass came from Nate Olson, and he lost it out of bounds. And now Lance is up. He wants to call a timeout. The Broncos want to talk things over. Dana has come back to grab a five-point lead here in the second half. 12 minutes and 36 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. Dana 58, Hastings 53.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Nebraska Cornhuskers playing tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. They're tasked tonight, the third-ranked team in the nation. And at halftime, the Huskers have got the lead. It is Nebraska 44, Kansas 43. That is at halftime, Nebraska 44, Kansas 43. Men's college basketball action tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. 58-53 here. Dana has got a five-point lead over Hastings. It was 42-41 in favor of Dana at halftime. The Broncos have had the lead here in the second half. Their last lead was at 49-46. So Dana hanging right with the Broncos here tonight. Now Dana has got the ball. We're at the 12.5-minute mark here of the second half. Vikings working with it in their offensive zone. Danny Peterson at the top of the key drives it down the lane. His one-hander is up there and in, but a collision and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Peterson. A charging foul on Peterson as he runs over McNerland. That's going to be the third foul on Danny Peterson. Team foul number three on the Vikings here in the second half. The basket does not count. So the score remains at 58-53. Dana with a five-point lead. Been a while since Hastings has scored. Here's Kyler Dossett. His shot's going to be no good in the lane, but the ball brought down by McNerland. To Slough for three. Shot good. That was a big bucket there by Jeremiah Slough. Slough now with 21 in the ball game, and Hastings is back within two. 58-56. Here's Taylor Olcherbruns with the ball. The Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. P.J. Mallett has got it now. Rainbow pass goes over to A.J. Arkfeld. Down in the corner to Taylor Olcherbruns. Now to Mallett. Mallett to Danny Peterson at the top of the key. Inside Olcherbruns, circles around, goes for the basket. A shot could be no good. Rebound Dossett. Kyler Dossett has got it for Hastings. Runs her back the other way. Dossett down in the corner to Wade Vance. Into the lane, stops there. Jump pass out to Fletcher. Out to Slough at the point. Brings it back to the right side. That's going to be Vance down to Dossett on the baseline. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Olcherbruns. Taylor Olcherbruns has got it now for Dana College. Dribbles to the near sideline. Cross-court pass to P.J. Mallett. He's out of bounds. Mallett just lost where he was there on the floor. Receives the pass deep in the right corner looking for the tray, but his back foot was out of bounds. So Dana turns it over. That's the ninth turnover on Dana here in the ball game. And now the Broncos can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Dana 58, Hastings 56. 11-12 remaining here in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Derek Fletcher has got the ball for the Broncos. Devance on the far sideline out of Fletcher. The Jeremiah 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good again. Jeremiah Slough cannot miss tonight. He has got 24 points in the basketball game, and Hastings has scored the last 6 points. And the Broncos reclaim the lead now, 59-58. Here's Peterson. The basketball stripped away by McNerland. It's picked up here by Vance. He runs her back for the Broncos. Vance's pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Peterson. Again, they were going down in the corner to Jeremiah. And now we've got a timeout here from Dana. Chris Fear is up. He wants to call the timeout for the Dana College Vikings as Hastings has come back to grab the lead. We've got a timeout as we approach the halfway point of the second half. The score now is Hastings 59, Dana 58.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead now over Dana. The score is 59-58. Whale of a ball game here tonight. Jeremiah Slough has got 24 points to lead the Broncos. Wade Vance has got 14 points. Leading Dana so far in the ball game has been Alex McClary. He's come off of the bench to hit 6 field goals and 12 points. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings, where the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings 59, Dana 58. Hastings will play things in from the corner. Left side of their basket, down here on the baseline. Slough gets it in to Fletcher. Moves it down into the baseline now to Kyler Dossett. Down to Fletcher, back to Jeremiah. He'll set things up for the Broncos offensively. Over to Fletcher on the wing. Down to Jeremiah, thought about the three. Around the screen now from Kyler Dossett. Jeremiah brings it back to Fletcher. Lobs it down low. That's going to be Kyler Dossett out of the free throw line to McNerland. His shot is up there. It's no good. Peterson grabs the rebound. Peterson has got it for Dana to the near sideline to Arkfeld. 59-58. Hastings with a one-point lead. 10-10 remaining here in the ball game. Danny Peterson comes out to Maskey. Tipped away. It is picked up by Maskey as Fletcher was right there defensively for the Broncos. To Arkfeld. Now to Maskey. To Arkfeld. Back to Maskey. They play catch with it in three-point territory. Maskey has got it back now to Arkfeld. Arkfeld down to Peterson. Back down into the lane. A shot by Ultrabrebs is going to be short. Rebound to Hastings. Slough has got it back the other way. Jeremiah has got the ball for the Broncos. Across the top, Fletcher open for three. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Now to Vance. Drives it into the paint. His pass is deflected, and the ball is going to be brought down there by Dana. Chris Walker has got it down for the Vikings. Walker gets it on A.J. Arkfeld. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Slough. Gets to Fletcher, and Fletcher grabs it on the baseline, kicks it back out to Slough for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound to A.J. Arkfeld. A.J. has got it now for Dana. 9:15 to play. Hastings 59, Dana 58. A.J. Arkfeld backs up now out here in three-point territory. Broncos will stay with their man-to-man defense. Peterson to Arkfeld now out here in three-point territory. Takes a couple of steps to his right. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Danny Peterson. Peterson brings it back to Arkfeld. Now to Peterson. Down in the corner. On the right side to Ultrabruns. Back out to Arkfeld. 7 seconds on the shot clock to Peterson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Monts had a rebound. Had it knocked out of his hands. And now we've got the ball coming out of the bounce here on the nearest sideline. Right in front of the scorers table. Peterson and Fletcher getting into it here. Kind of shoving off one another as the ball was tumbling out of bounds into the scorers table. No foul was called there. But Hastings will play things in. 8:42 to play in the ball game. Hastings 59, Dana 58. Slough will get things in to Brent McNerland. McNerland dribbling with the ball. Comes on a high post to Marvin. Now a pass down low to Slough, and he is knocked down in the play. They brought Marvin out to the top of the key that time and trying to send the ball down low in the baseline to Jeremiah, and he was knocked down in the play. That's going to be team foul number four. As the foul goes on Maskey, that's going to be his second. No free throws. Hastings will play things in. Slough gets it to Dane Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Slough grabs the rebound. Jeremiah brings it back out into three-point territory. He'll set things back up here. Slough dribbles to the top of the three-point arc here on the near side. Comes out to Bacon. Swings it left side now to Wade Vance. Vance bounce pass inside to Marvin. Goes for the hole. His shot's going to be knocked out of his hands, but a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Taylor Ultrabruns for Dana. That's going to be his first team foul number five on the Vikings here in the second half. And now Jake Marvin goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Marvin is a 70% foul shooter on the season. 39 out of 55 coming into the ball game here tonight. He has not scored in this contest. The shot is up there. It is good by Marvin. He will get one more. It is now 60-58. Hastings with a two-point lead. Now Fletcher is going to come into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Wade Vance. So Fletcher into the ball game now for Hastings as Jake Marvin prepares for his second free throw. It is in the air. That one is going to be good. And the Broncos now have a three-point lead. It is 61-58. For some reason, Dana College plays the Broncos tough in this building. They have won the last three ball games here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Maskey with the ball, now to A.J. Arkfeld. Comes back out to the top of the circle to Brandle, brings it back to Arfeld. Now to Brandle again. Penetration down the lane. He's going to be called for the traveling violation. And now Arkfeld is mixing it up there with Slough. And also down there was Brent McNerland. And now Arkfeld is going to grab Ultrabrun. Now Ultrabruns is not happy down there as well. And head coach Chris Spear is going to go to the bench and get Ultrabruns out of there. I don't know if Taylor got hit in the chops or what. But he's going to come to the bench now for the Vikings. 7:51 to play in the ball game. Trying to keep things under control here tonight. Here's Jeremiah Slough with the ball now for Hastings. He drives it off balance. Shot good. Jeremiah Slough is just unbelievable here tonight. 26 points in the ball game. His season high, the 28 that he put up against Briar Cliff right before Christmas. And Hastings is back out to a 5-point lead. Here's a long three-pointer. It's put up there. No good by Brandel. Rebound on the baseline by Peterson. Peterson throws it to the near side. It's going to be saved by Arkfeld. Moves it down to Maskey. And now Dana will reset the offense. It is 63-58. Dana has got the ball at her offensive end. The Broncos have a lead. Entry pass. They get it to Peterson. Dribbles across the free throw line. Can't put up a shot. Bounce pass. They get it to McCleary. McCleary tries to put a move on Marvin. His shot is up there. It's no good. And Marvin is going to be hit with a personal foul. Alex McCleary, just to the left of the basket, works against Jake Marvin, and Jake commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So now we're down to 7 minutes to play here in this basketball game. Hastings leading by 5 points, 63-58. So the Broncos have got a 5-point lead. They had a 7-point lead in the first half. Alex McCleary to the free throw line. He has not shot one tonight. This one is up there. It's good. He's just a 59% foul shooter in the season. Now 23 out of 38. Bacon is going to come out. Here comes McNerlin out of the ball game. Vance comes back in there, and also Kyler Dossett. 63-59. Hastings trying to win their 15th ball game of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good by Alex McCleary. 63-60. This one has not been easy for the Broncos tonight. Here's Wade Vance cranking up a three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes out of A.J. Arkfeld. Arkfeld has got it now for Danner. Runs it back the other way, all the way down the lane. Just lobs it down on the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds, trying to get it to Alex McCleary. And the ball is knocked out of bounds there by the Broncos. 6:46 remaining in the ball game. We've got our players of the game and the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. But this one appears to be headed to the wire. Danner will play things in. R.J. Arkfeld out here. A.J. Arkfeld out here in three-point territory. Out of Danny Peterson. Peterson lobs it to McCleary. Back out to Peterson for three. His shot is up there. It's good. He buries it. Danny Peterson throws up the three from the left sideline. He's got 13. And now we're tied up at 63 points apiece with 6.5 to play here in the ballgame. Slough out to Vance. Down to Fletcher for three. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound Slough. Jeremiah's got it. He goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound battled for, and a foul is going to be called. Jeremiah picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. 63-63. 6:14 to play in the ballgame. That's going to be team foul number five of the Broncos. P.J. Mallett brings the ball back down for Dana. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Mallett looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Mallett comes over here to a Danny Peterson. Back out to Mallett. Slough goes for the steal. Did not get to it. Arkfeld has got it. Now to Mallett, angling in from the right wing. He loses control of the ball, and the lane is going to be taken down by Wade Bontz. Bontz now to Slough, cranks up another three. Shot good again. Slough now with 29 points in the ball game. That's a brand new season high for him. And the Broncos go back out on top, 66-63. Here's a shot by Mallett up and in. P.J. Mallett just left wide open out there at the top of the key and hits it for the Dana College Vikings to tie things up. It is now 66-66 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Derek Fletcher circles around on the dribble to the left side. Comes out to Jeremiah. Shot is good again from three. Wow. Slough now with 32. 69-66. Just keep feeding the ball. Why not? Here's a P.J. Mallett. And now we got a timeout from Dana. Unbelievable performance tonight by the former Donovan Trumbull Cardinal. Jeremiah Slough has got 32 points in the basketball game for Hastings, and we've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Dana 66.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups.
Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
8 minutes to play. Concordia has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 63-56. Northwestern Sioux Falls was tied up at 40 points apiece at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan 39-34 over Dort at halftime. Briar Cliff had the lead over Mount Marty, 28-26. 69-66 here. Hastings still leading by 3 points, but there's a turnover. They try to take it down low to Peterson, and the ball is taken out of there by Jake Marvin. Turnover number 11 on Dana. So they commit to turnover following their timeout. Now Hastings with a chance to increase their lead right here. Get the ball into the hands of Slough. I'll tell you what, he has not missed here in the second half. Jeremiah gets it to Wade Bontz over to Jake Marvin on the wing on the left side. Dribbles once to Wade Bontz. Down to Slough. Now he's double-teamed. Slough gets away to the top of the key. To Wade for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. Bontz hits the three-pointer. Wade now has 17 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by the score of 72-66. We're in the second half now with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in this one. Bontz hits a big, big bucket there for the Broncos offensively. Here's Peterson with the ball. Peterson goes over to the far sideline to Brandle, to Peterson. Now to P.J. Mallett. Mallett dribbles once. Now to Peterson. Peterson moves to his left. Fires the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from McCleary. The ball is brought out of there by Bontz of Hastings. Lobs it to Marvin. Marvin can't save it. Yes, he does. Down in the corner. It goes down to Slough. Dribbles into the lane. Dishes off now. That's going to be Marvin. His shot underneath the basket is no good, but he's fouling the play. The pass was too far. Marvin could not control it, then flipped it to the corner. He couldn't go up for the shot, but he saved it from going out of bounds. The Broncos saved the possession there, and they get the personal foul called on Alex McCleary for Dana. And now Marvin goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. 4 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. He misses the free throw. He'll have one more. Into the ballgame now for Dana is going to be Taylor Ulcherbruns. 72-66. Hastings led by 7 in the first half at 27-20. Dana led by 5 at the end of the first half. It's been a seesaw battle here in the second half. Second shot is up there. It is no good by Jake Marvin. This is the biggest lead that Hastings has enjoyed in the second half. Here's a shot by Arkfeld from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's brought down by Bontz. Bontz gets it to Slough. He looks up 2-on-2. Slough goes to Fletcher from the corner. His shot is up there. It's good. A three-pointer by Derek Fletcher from the right corner, and a timeout now from Dana. Hastings has increased their lead to their biggest margin of the night at 75-66 as Derek Fletcher hits a three-pointer from deep in the right corner. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 75 and Dana 66.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This ball game was tied at 63 points apiece. With 6.5 minutes to play in the contest, the Broncos have gone on a 12-3 run here. Jeremiah Slough, and now Derek Fletcher gets in the act with a three-pointer from deep in the right corner, and Hastings has built a 9-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game, and it comes with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the contest. We'll name our players of the game coming up after this one tonight. The coach's post-game show before we get out of here. The Broncos will play at Dort College on Saturday afternoon. That's in Sioux Center, Iowa. Airtime will be at 1:45 for the Jeff Dittman pregame show, 2 o'clock for the tip-off for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys, both contests here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to fight off the upset bid tonight by the Dana College Vikings. Here's Peterson for 3, his shot good. Danny Peterson nails a 3-ball of his own. He's got 16 in the ball game. It's now 75-69 as we approach the 3-minute mark here in the ball game. Slough to Jake Marvin at the top of the key. Marvin gives it away now to Slough behind his screen. Moves it from right to left across the top of the circle. Now to Wade Bontz. Jump pass to Kyler Dossett. Dossett goes up and shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to McCleary. Alex McCleary gets it away now to Arkfeld. Arkfeld into the forecourt to Ulcherbruns. On the wing on the right side to Jake Brandle. Randall out here in three-point territory. Now to Danny Peterson. The Ultra Bruns takes it down the left side of the lane. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Fletcher. Trying to get it in the hands of Jake Brandel on the wing. Deflected out of bounds nicely there by Fletcher of Hastings. 2:35 to play in the ball game. Hastings 75, Dan is 69. Two-possession ball game. There's a Jake Brandel with the ball. Comes to Danny Peterson, who's had the hot hand with 16 in the contest tonight. He'll fire up another three. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It comes to the near sideline, into the scorer's table, and it's out of bounds. Nice grab there by Vince from the Hastings trip. Nearly got run over on the play, but Vince, with his nice hands, grabs the ball there at the scorer's table. 75-69. Hastings will get the ball here. Here's a Wade Bontz with it. Dossett sets a screen. Bontz can't use it. Comes over here to Derek Fletcher now. His man falls down. Here's a lob pass. It's a ricocheting off of the rim. They're trying to get it to Kyler Dossett. He threw it too high and too long. An attempted shot there by Derek Fletcher. Arkfeld has got it now for Danith. Ultrabruns. Here's Peterson driving the baseline. Puts it up there. The shot no good, but he's knocked down on the play, and the foul is called. A foul will go on Hastings. Going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his second. Team foul number six on Hastings here in the second half. We're down to a minute and 52 seconds to play in the ball game now. Hastings 75 and Dan is 69. We'll have some free throws coming up here as they mop up down there in the lane. Officials take care of the handyman work there. Now we got some free throws coming up from Danny Peterson. Peterson is 68% foul shooter. You don't want to send Dan to the free throw line. Again, they're the second best foul shooting club in the Great Plains Athletic Conference behind Hastings. And a shot from the free throw line is no good by Danny Peterson. He will get one more. End of the ball game now. Chris Walker coming out will be Alex McClary. Dana trying to upset the Broncos here tonight. Dana is 6-11 on the season. Hastings at 14-4. 1:52 left. Hastings leading by six. Next shot from the line is good by Danny Peterson. He's now got 17 in the ball game. It's now a 75-70 ball game. Here's Jeremiah Slough with the ball. Walks it into the offensive zone for Hastings. Bounce pass comes to Wade Bontz with his back to the basket. Now he squares around. Looks at the thing. Spins to the free throw line. Bontz comes over here to Fletcher. Takes it down to the baseline. His pass is going to be deflected. It is loose in a lane. Who's got it? Nobody does. Comes rolling out to the free throw line. Now the scramble is on. Look at the players piled up here. We've got one, two, three, four, five players down on the ground here. Right inside the free throw circle of Hastings. And finally, at the bottom of the stack was A.J. Arkfeld, poor guy down there for Dana. He was getting hammered down there as the guys were going after the loose ball just inside the free throw circle. And now they're going to come up and mop up there. Jump ball was called down there. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So after all that, Hastings will get the ball. There's five guys down there scrambling for the loose ball inside the free throw circle. And now we've got a timeout from Hastings. The Broncos want to call a timeout with a minute and 26 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 75, Dana 70.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
In the ball game, Sioux Falls has got the lead over Northwestern, 77-66. Sioux Falls 77, Northwestern 66. Men's college basketball, that is late in the game. Hastings with a lead here over Dana. It is 75-70. A minute and 26 seconds to play here in this one. Slough plays things into Fletcher. Fletcher hands it back to Slough behind a screen from Marvin. Slough has still got it. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Slough has still got it. Jeremiah puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Does not draw iron and a shot clock violation on the Broncos. So Hastings out of the timeout. Did not get what they wanted there. Slough was trapped. He was double-teamed. Just throws up an off-balance shot from about 17 feet away. That does not draw iron. So a shot clock violation on the Broncos. And now with a minute and 16 seconds to play, Dana has got the ball here. And the Vikings will bring it back into the offensive zone. A.J. Arkfeld has got the ball for Dana. Arkfeld out in three-point territory, comes over to Ulterbruns, circles around to the free throw line, down to Peterson for three. His shot is up there, it's off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Dossett. Tyler Dossett has got the ball. 1 minute to play in the ball game. Hastings still with a five-point lead. Here's Wade Bontz out here in three-point territory. He's going to be fouled by Peterson. Danny Peterson picks up his fourth. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Vikings. So now Hastings is in the bonus situation here, the 1-1. And going to the line for Hastings will be Wade Bontz. Bontz is 77% foul shooter in the season. He has not shot one tonight. He's 49 out of 63 for the season. And his shot is up there. It's good. Hastings, the best free throw shooting team in the conference. Boy, last year, we were down around the bottom, 12th and 13th in the conference all season long. But they have improved drastically here this season. Bontz hits a couple of free throws here, and it's now 77-70. Hastings with a seven-point lead. They've led by as many as 9 points here in the second half. A.J. Arkfeld has got the ball in the wing now for Dana. We're down to 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Peterson. Peterson comes across the top now to Ulterbruns. Now to Arkfeld. Arkfeld looking. He's double-teamed, and A.J.'s got to call a timeout. Arkfeld right in front of the Dana bench could not find the guy they were looking for, and that was Danny Peterson. He was covered up there by the Bronco defense, so we've got a timeout by Dana. 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 77, Dana 70.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Our next opponent is the Dort Defenders. They are trailing late in the ball game, 70-59 to Dakota Wesleyan tonight. Dakota Wesleyan 70, Dort 59. That is late in the ball game. This one has been a dandy here tonight. 77-70 is the score. Hastings trailed 42-41 at halftime. Broncos got out to a 9-point lead here in the second half. Just a couple of minutes ago, it's 75-66 after going on a 12-3 run. That's a lead that they have not given up. That was after the score was tied at 63 with 6.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. But Dana has got it following their timeout. They're down by 7 points, and they've got 32 seconds left here in the second half. Peterson will play things into Ulterbruns, now to Arkfeld. He cranks up a three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bontz. Hastings is going to be fouled in the play. Bontz gets a big rebound there for Hastings. He is fouled in the play by Alex McClary. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Vikings. Now Wade Bontz, who hit a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago, go back to the free throw line. He's got 19 points in the basketball game. Bontz's free throw is up there. It's good. Is now 3-for-3 from the stripe, and Hastings has got an 8-point lead. A hard-fought one here tonight between Hastings and Dana. Next one is up there. It's good from Bontz. 79-70 matches the biggest lead of this second half and for the ball game for Hastings. Here's Arkfeld for three. It's good. Rather, Taylor Ulterbruns. Ulterbruns hits the three ball. He's now got 9 points. 19 seconds to go. They play it in to Wade Bontz. Bontz is going to be hit here in backcourt as he is knocked down by Arkfeld. That was shoulder to shoulder back there. As they get together in backcourt, Arkfeld knocks him down, and Bontz again will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Arkfeld picks up the foul. That was a hard hit, but Wade pops right back up, and now we go to the free throw line here. 79-73. Hastings leading by 6 with 17 seconds to play. And Wade Bontz, who is 4-for-4 so far from the free throw line of the ball game, throws up this one. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McClary for Dana. Outlet pass goes to Ulterbruns. Out of Peterson, down in the corner. Brandle for three. Shot is up there, no good. Follow shot by Ulterbruns, no good. Rebound is loose. It's brought out of there by Hastings, by Dossett, and a foul is called. Tyler Dossett comes up with a rebound after two missed shots there by Dana. And we're down to 4 seconds to play. Hastings with a 6-point lead. 79-73, and Kyler Dossett will go to the free throw line. So Dossett goes to the line. He has got 8 points so far tonight. He has not shot any free throws this evening. So Dossett will have two shots here. Dan is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So 4 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's Hastings out on top of Dana by the score of 79-73. Chris Fear has called all of his players over here. The personal foul went on Danny Peterson. That's going to be his fifth foul. So he fouls out of the ball game with 4 seconds to play. He leaves with 17 points. P.J. Mallett comes back into the ball game now for Dana. Tyler Dossett to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is around the rim and dances off of the left side. No good. Dossett will get one more, but Hastings has got a 6-point lead here with 4 seconds to play. Tyler Dossett puts it up there. That shot's going to be no good. Door is still open. Rebound comes down to P.J. Mallett. He brings it to the 10-second line. Now to Olcherbruns. He's not going to shot away, and that is the ball game. Hastings College hangs on for the win here tonight over Dana College. That breaks a 3-game home losing streak to the Vikings here in men's college basketball. It hasn't been since the 2005-2006 season that Hastings is able to beat Dana here at home. And they do it here tonight as they beat the Vikings by the score of 79-73. So Hastings improves to 15 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are now 6-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won 12 out of their last 13 ball games. Dana drops to 6-12 after this one. They're now 2-6 in conference play. In the final score, Hastings 79, Dana 73. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapist and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College picks up the win tonight in men's college basketball over Dana. The score of 79-73. Hastings had a 7-point lead in the first half at 27-20. Dana had a 5-point lead, 42-37. The score at halftime was Dana 42, Hastings 41. Broncos then opened up a little bit of a lead in the second half. In fact, both teams had leads in the early stages of the second half. Hastings got out to a 3-point lead at 49-46. Dana led by 5 points at one point, 58-53. We were tied up at 63 points apiece, but Hastings went on a 12-3 run. Got out to a 75-66 lead, and that's a lead they never gave up down the stretch. And Hastings wins it tonight 79-73 over Dana to improve to 15 wins and 4 losses on the season. Jeremiah Slough, 32 points in the basketball game tonight for Hastings. He had 17 in the second half. Wade Vance had 21.7 in the second half. Derek Fletcher had 11 points tonight. Tyler Dossett had 8. Jake Marvin had 4. And Blake Wright had 3 points in the basketball game tonight for the Broncos. Meanwhile, for Dana, they were led by Danny Peterson with 17 points. Alex McClary had 14. P.J. Mallett had 11 points. Tyler Olcherbruns had 9. The other scorers, Chris Walker, had 8 points. 6 for Blake Maskey, 5 for Jake Brandle, and 3 for A.J. Arkfeld. So Dana drops to 6 wins, 12 losses on the season. They are now 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score, Hastings knocks off Dana tonight, 79-73. Now stay tuned for our players of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Back to the Osborne Sports Complex, a doubleheader sweep for Hastings here tonight. The women beating Dana by a score of 85-48, and the guys hang on for a 79-73 win over the Vikings tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Lindsay Ducey leading the way for the Broncos tonight. 25 points in the ball game in the process. She moves into second place on the all-time scoring chart at Hastings College. Now trails only Mary Stoom for the top spot on that list. Lindsay coming up with 25 points and 6 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Heather McEwen had 18 points in the contest. And Alicia Stadler just missed another double-double tonight. She had 9 points and 9 rebounds in the ball game. All candidates for our Player of the Game. On the men's side of things, big night tonight for Jeremiah Slough as he finishes with 32 in the ball game tonight. Wade Bontz had 21 points, and Derek Fletcher had 11, all hitting some key shots down the stretch. We'll come back and name our Player of the Games right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Our players of the game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball game, Lindsay Ducey again, the high point girl, 25 points in the ball game, 9 out of 10 from the field tonight. Perfect from the three-point range as well, 3 out of 3, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Come up with 6 rebounds, 25 points in the ball game, 1 assist, had 1 block shot and a couple of steals as the Hastings College women knocked off Dana tonight, 85-48. And for the guys, Jeremiah Slough, a season high tonight, 32 points in the basketball game tonight, 11 out of 17 from the field, 9 out of 13 from three-point territory, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 32 points, had 6 assists and 4 steals. He played all but 1 minute in the ball game tonight. 39 minutes on the floor for Slough as Hastings College knocks off Dana by the score of 79-73. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors. your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back at Lynn Farrell Arena again. Hastings College wins it tonight over Dana, 79-73. We don't want to talk to a coach on a night like this. Jeremiah Slough, the star for Hastings College here tonight, 32 points in the basketball game. He will join us on the post game. And first of all, Jeremiah, congratulations on the win. First time you've been able to beat Dana here at home.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Usually you try to defend your home court, and it's kind of tough to get one on the road, and it's kind of been the opposite against these guys my first 3 years here. We've went 3-0 on the road and 0-3 at home, so a little bit extra motivation coming into this one for our seniors. This is the only team in the conference that we haven't beat at home, so to get this win, it was really important for us.
This team a lot better than their record might indicate. They give you guys everything you wanted tonight.
Absolutely. They play a very fast, up-tempo game, kind of very similar to what we do, and I don't think we were ready for it. A lot of times you kind of look at people's record, and you try not to do that kind of stuff and let things slip, and I think in the first half especially, we let them slip. Let them get some things going, and it really gave us some confidence coming down the stretch there, and we were in for a dogfight all night long.
You guys threw up 38 three-pointers in the ball game tonight. If you're in the run of the offense, it's probably all right, but you guys feel comfortable with 38 threes?
I don't think Coach is going to be too happy about that when he looks at the stat sheet this evening, but, you know, they played a 2-3 zone and really took away our inside game, and it's really tough to tell shooters not to shoot the ball. And with Fletch and Wade, I mean, if they got open looks, I mean, they have the eternal green light. They're going to be putting it up. And against that zone, they were open, so we were going to take those shots.
You really got to work it around the zone and be patient with the ball is what the coach is going to preach here. But I'll tell you what, that's just a tough thing to handle. You guys, I know, want to pull the trigger out there, but sometimes you got to be patient and you take quick shots sometimes.
Yeah, I think that this is the first time all year we've seen a zone for an extended amount of time. So I think, you know, the rest of this week in practice, we'll go against the zone a little bit and just learn how to maybe take that shot a couple more passes into the shot clock and try to work things around and maybe get an even better look, if not an inside look.
You guys had a lead of 27-20 in the first half. They came back with a five-point lead at 42-37. You guys trailed at halftime 42-41. Been a while since you've trailed at halftime, huh?
Yeah, you know, we came into halftime and everybody's kind of worried about we shot 22 threes in the first half and those things and said, you know, guys, we haven't given up 41 points and a half, or 42 points and a half all season. I think the problem is on the other end of the floor. And so I think at halftime we tried to make an adjustment to guard your guy one-on-one, have a little bit more pride in guarding the guy that you're guarding, and quit relying on help a little bit more. And I think we did a lot better job of that in the second half.
What was the problems on the defensive end? I know they got to down low and inside a couple of times with both Walker and McClary. What's happening on the defensive end?
I don't know. Their bigs kind of beat us up a little bit. It was a little bit surprising. I think kind of goes back to our guards a little bit. We didn't do a very good job of keeping their dribble penetration out of the middle of the paint, and so their guards were getting in, our bigs were forced to step up, and they were able to dump it down to their bigs and get easy looks. So I think, you know, that's a whole team defense thing, something that we need to look at. You know, we actually had to switch to a 2-3 zone there at the end of the game, too, to kind of slow them down and get them off on their heels a little bit. So
a seesaw battle throughout the early portion of the second half, and then the game was tied at 63-63 when you guys all of a sudden go on a 12-3 run. I think you had a couple of threes in there. Fletch had one in there. Just talk about that little run there about three-quarters of the way through the second half.
You know, we called timeout with about 10 to go and just kind of said this is a gut check time. This is a game that we had to have, and we knew that. And we said, we're not going to win this. We're going to find a way to do it. And Fletch came to me and said, I think we're up four. And Fletch came to me and said, hey, the next one you bring to me, I'm hitting. And I said, all right, I'm coming to you in this possession. And I came to him, and he knocked down the open shot. And I think that put us up seven. And from there on out, we were protecting the lead.
Talk about your performance tonight. 32 points. You go 11 of 17 from the field and 9 of 13 from three-point territory. Just ran into your old high school coach. He says he was the one that taught you how to shoot. Is that true?
That might be true. But, you know, it's just a dream night for me shooting the ball. You don't come across these nights very often, and I guess when the ball's going in, it's going in, and it just felt like I was shooting into an ocean.
And these are the type of nights that you want the ball. You know, when it's going in, you just throw them up, and it seems like everything is going down for you. You want the ball in a situation like this.
Yes, absolutely. Usually my game plan is to, you know, find Fletch and find Wade, but tonight with the ball going in, I kind of was looking for my own shot a little bit more than normal, and I think that that opened things up for Wade and Fletch there late in the game to knock down some shots, and I think that anytime I can get going, it does an even better job of getting other people involved. I think we did a really good job late in the game of getting other people involved.
Mike, talk about how big of a win this is for you guys. Obviously, it's just another win, but I'll tell you what, this is a team that looks like it's on a roll and looks like you're having a lot of fun out there playing the game.
Yeah, this is a huge win for us. This was we had a 6-team log jam with two losses in the conference, so this was a difference in being tied for second at the end of the night or being in seventh. So, you know, all of a sudden you lose this game and you're sitting there and now all of a sudden you're clawing your way back to even host a game in the tournament. So I think that this was a really big game, especially at home. You never want to drop one at home. And so I think that finding a way to win this was extremely important for us.
So Hastings right in the thick of the Great Plains Athletic Conference race. That's going to feel good. You've been here for 4 years, and now you really have a chance to play for the championship, I think, this year.
Yeah, Coach always talks about putting yourself in a position to be in a position. And I think that we've done a really good job after starting 3-3 this season. We could have really folded there with all the adversity that we went through early on. And I think that this team has really come together. I don't think that we've played our best basketball yet. I'm really excited for the things to come.
Wow, there's another gear. We'll be happy to see that, baby. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, Jeremiah Slough on the postgame show here tonight. A big performance for him. The former Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. He comes up with 32 points in the basketball game here tonight. They beat Danham on a score of 79-73. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 46Floor, 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
I got the rest of the scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in the men's side of things. In addition to the Hastings win over Dana tonight, 79-73, Sioux Falls has beaten Northwestern tonight by one, the final score of 85-84. Dakota Wesleyan beat Dort tonight, our next opponents, the defenders, as they lose to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 84-70. Concordia has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 70-68, and was Briar Cliff getting by Mount Marty by the score of 50-46. Those are the men's scores from earlier tonight. Women's scores, Hastings again winning in the ball game, 85-48 over Dana. Sioux Falls lost to Northwestern tonight in women's play, 73-61. It was Dakota Wesleyan losing to Dort in the women's ball game by a score of 54-51. Concordia beat Nebraska Wesleyan 69-33. And it was Briar Cliff beating Mount Marty tonight in women's play by a score of 93-78. So that'll wrap things up for us from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Next Bronco action will be coming up on Saturday afternoon. We will be in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings College will take on the Dort Defenders. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. In the final scores here tonight in our doubleheader, the Hastings College men holding off Dana 79-73. The Hastings College women blasting the Vikings by the score of 85-48. Tyson Evronik, my producer, my executive producer of Hastings College Sports here tonight. I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports.